News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The verdict came in yesterday morning. Guilty on all seven counts. Ashley Bauman convicted of being behind the wheel driving drunk in a fatal crash that killed two of her friends. There was one survivor, and Bauman's defense was that that passenger was actually driving at the time. The jury rejected that argument over 4.5 hours of deliberations. Special Prosecutor Tara Jenswald says this brings to a close a very long process. The accident happened more than 2 years ago.
We're pleased with the verdicts. After a long, involved trial, we've gotten justice for the victim's family, and we think the jury reached the right result.
Ashley Bauman had her bond revoked and is in custody after yesterday's verdicts. Her sentencing date will be announced at a later time. The Stevens Point schools will need to find a new superintendent and another school board member. Shakeups during a closed session yesterday. The board voted 4-3 not to review the contract of Superintendent Attila Wenninger, which expires in June of 2015. Wenninger told the Stevens Point Journal newspaper that he was going to resign before the vote. The school board also split on several issues. They've been divided over the use of Act 10 to save money. School board member Alex Konchakowski told the newspaper that he, Jeff Presley, Lisa Totten, and Kim Sherrick voted for non-renewal. By the way, one of the school board members, Renee Scheibley, decided to resign at the end of the month. The school board will seek applications for a replacement. That term runs through the end of April 2015. Wausau's City Council was in closed session last night, meeting as the Committee of the Whole. Council President Romy Wagner says this closed meeting was to get updates on several ongoing investigations.
On what's going on with the bird issues or Highway 52 issues, what's going on with the harassment suit that was filed and things, you know. Yes, they're ongoing investigations, but we need to get an update once a week or once every other week, and that, as Council President, I called for those, and that's what we're going to discuss. There's no action going to be taken, but we're going to find out where we sit on those.
And the mayor also responded to criticism, saying that he calls several developers with his city-issued cell phone and that his vacation details were paid by him and are not really a city matter of business. Some details have come out about the mayor's trip to Florida last month.
Editorial is online today explaining what happened, and there'll be more information coming.
The Committee of the Whole meeting was for discussion only. No formal action was taken. Wausau now has the same ordinance as Weston and Schofield, designed to crack down on prostitution. We get details from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
The ordinance requiring escort services to have a license passed the city council with little discussion. The new law forces people accepting payment for companionship or stripteases to have the $500 license or face fines of between $2,000 and $5,000 per occurrence if caught soliciting their services without one. The ordinance gives police an additional tool since they can build a case and prosecute offenders easier this way than by filing regular prostitution charges. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A meeting is set for today with Wausau city officials and the owners of the Wausau Center Mall. It'll be a closed session meeting of the Economic Development Committee at 4:30 with CB&L and Associates. Community Development Director Ann Worth says the mall has been dealing with the loss of JCPenney's, a major anchor store. She says both sides need to come together to talk about possible solutions. One item that had been discussed is a forgiveness of some rent.
This is an opportunity for the major management executive level of CBL Corporation, which owns our Wausau Center Mall, to meet directly with our Economic Development Committee and to discuss in closed session, basically, some of the things that are happening in that area.
CBL Property said they are going to sell off several malls around the country. They have not said if the Wausau Center Mall will be among them. Magic Johnson says he'll be offering up a prayer for embattled L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling. In an interview on CNN, the basketball great said Sterling is still reaching to find something that might help him save his team. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny early on today, then a few more clouds developing with a couple of sprinkles possible later in the afternoon. A high of 59, not as breezy as yesterday. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and cool, a low down to 36. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with a few light showers popping up during the afternoon. Might even be a couple flakes of snow in the Northwoods, a high of 54. And a chilly day for Friday, a couple of light showers again, maybe a few flakes of snow, high of 51. I'm Newsline I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
It is noticeably cooler this morning around central Wisconsin. Get a six-day forecast and hour-by-hour temperatures anytime at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.